Can you hear me now?
I can, sir. How are you doing?
All right. Hey, love the backdrop.
Thank you. Yours as well.
Well, I think mine's green, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a beautiful shade, too.
But a beautiful shade of green.
But you know how it is. That's not what the folks are watching. They're seeing me fly. You know how it goes, flying through the sky, everything green screen does for you. Well, Josh Peck, hey, man, welcome back. Wait a minute, before we get going, y'all having another baby over there?
Yes, sir, we are. This will be child number 5.
What is going on at the Peck house? Don't tell us. This is a family show. But anyway, congratulations for that, Josh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I guess we can have a couple laughs here, but man, we are not talking about a laughing matter tonight, Josh. Man.
Yeah.
You know, there's one thing, and if you've ever seen our bear report, you know the guy that does that, he's a bear. He has said many times, who will cry for the children? You know?
That's right.
And anybody, you know, we got a crazy election going on, but what? That is almost a superficial thing. It's just out there, okay? You're going to go to work tomorrow. People are still going to go to Walmart. The gas prices probably go up. Those kinds of things. But we got kids disappearing. We got kids in America. I mean, is that something, Josh? Is that something that both sides can agree is not right?
You would think so. When I first started this, I thought surely this would be one matter that isn't politicized. This would be one matter that isn't split between left and right. And even when I first started interviewing guests, when I first put together the guest list for the film, I was talking to people on both sides of the political aisle, and they all seemed to agree. Unfortunately, this has become politicized, though. Now, I will say the people that are fighting this fight, whether they're left or whether they're right, you know, whatever side of the political aisle, if they're fighting in this fight, they're not politicizing it. But our politicians, the Hollywood elite, you know, a lot of these people want to take this issue like everything else and politicize it to death. So unfortunately, the cultural outlook on the topic of child sex trafficking is extremely politicized. Typically, people on the left will think that it's a conspiracy theory, or they're pushing a lot of the sexual revolution stuff, or even things like sexual education for kindergartners, which we actually put in the movie how some public school systems are trying to do that. So on the left side of the aisle, you get a lot of that kind of stuff. Then on the right, it's typically either people don't really think about it much or don't talk about it much, or they're on board and they're actively involved in the fight, and good for them. I consider myself part of that camp. Or they're really far on the conspiratorial side, and they'll believe anything they hear, no matter how, you know, out there it is, without any kind of shreds of evidence. So what I was trying to do with Silent Cry is put something out there that doesn't hold back. There is some very dark stuff in here that really blew my mind to find out this stuff is real and it's happening in our country. But we don't just go into like every theory for sensational purposes. You know, we don't talk about things that we can't actually show evidence for. So it's evidence-based, but it definitely doesn't hold back. We don't indulge in the sensationalism because we don't have time for it. There are kids that are that their lives are at risk right now because of this problem. So my main concern with Silent Cry is getting the truth out to people. No matter how dark the truth is, we need to be able to properly identify the problem before we can do anything about it.
Speaking of politicizing that, this so-called laptop from hell, Hunter Biden's, it purportedly has child porn on it. Now, Rudy Giuliani evidently turned it in because it's a crime to know there's porn, child porn on anywhere, really. And I guess there may be people that are known that are in that video. But yet the FBI's had it for over a year. That makes them guilty or complicit in a crime of a cover-up for child porn, which is just an extension of child sex trafficking, isn't it?
Yes, and unfortunately, our government has a bad track record for this kind of thing. I actually saw a meme on Facebook today that said, because of all the chaos with the election going on, two words we'll never hear again, COVID and laptop. And I thought that was kind of funny because, you know, not really in a ha-ha way, but just in an ironic way because it's, you know, it's true. That those are two words that we're not hearing right now, laptop and COVID, and specifically the laptop. That had just broke right before the election, and I want to know what's going on with that. I want to know if if all the claims about it are true. But the government has a terrible track record of cover-ups, and I actually start the movie with one of the most infamous cases, the case of the Finders, where this goes back decades. It was discovered in the 80s, but it goes back as far as maybe the 50s, but where the government basically looked the other way on this cult that was abusing children, and we got the official government documents from a FOIA request, and we put it all in the movie, so we can actually show this isn't conspiracy. This isn't like it's not conspiracy to say government cover up in this case, because we can actually show there was a cover up at least on the level of the CIA and probably other departments as well. But there was a clear cover up of sexual abuse of children, because whatever the government was getting from this group called the Finders to the government was worth more than the safety of children. So they have a terrible track record for covering up child abuse if they think it's in their best interest. And certainly something as important as the next president of the United States, they're going to have a vested interest in that. So I hope we get to see, you know, the truth of what was on the laptop, what's really going on. But again, the deep state, the swamp is so deep. I don't know for sure if we're going to be able to see that. So unfortunately, all we can really do right now is speculate.
What do you think about adrenochrome, where it's purported that the elite and media in Hollywood and elected officials are using children for that purpose? Is that true?
That's another thing that quick answer is I don't know. We didn't really deal with it in the movie because let me say this though. The movie centers around Yakub Uyens, and he's like, I mean, he's the guy for this kind of thing right now. He's touring the country, you know, giving talks about this stuff. The whole movie centers around him. And the information he brings. Now, off camera, and I did get a little clip of this, and it's included in the bonus features if people get the movie at skywatchtvstore.com. The movie is Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. If they get it there, it comes with a bonus disc with a bunch of bonus features, and this is included in the bonus features. Yakub Uyens said that that he believes, he said absolutely that the elites are using the blood of children, and the he specifically said adrenochrome is real. Now, I didn't put it in the movie because he only said that real quick thing. He was running through a list of things to make a point about something else. So to open that can of worms, I would have needed more information, and I would have needed corroborative evidence from some of the other guests at least, or some eyewitness thing. I would have needed something to put it in the movie, and from the people we had in the movie, I just didn't have that. So it didn't get in the movie, but it is in the bonus features. As far as my own opinion on it, people are so evil, I would not be surprised to find out that there's some truth to that. But as of right now, I can't say for sure if it is or it isn't. I haven't seen any evidence that to me was convincing enough where I would say, okay, that now that's a smoking gun. This is definitely real. Now, I'm not saying that it's just conspiracy theory, because there could be something to it. It's just as of right now, I don't have enough evidence to be able to say one way or another. But I'm open to it, and I'm definitely going to keep looking into it. I know the claims that are out there. I've done some videos online about that. I know the claims, and I know the stuff that gets cycled around Facebook. But as far as actual, like real evidence, real concrete evidence where I could, you know, actually say this is real, I haven't seen it yet, but that's not to say that it's not. There are very evil people in this world, and it would not surprise me if that or worse is actually going on.
Where did these evil people come from? How do they end up that way?
I think it's just the depravity of the human heart. I think, you know, we all have a sin nature. We all have a propensity towards that. It's just some people take it further than others. So this is something that I had to wonder about too, because in doing the movie, it was really hard at first because I had to come to terms with these are human beings doing this. And you know, if you think about what a human being is, we're a product of nature and nurture. You know, I don't believe it's one or the other. I think it's a combination of both. But nature. Well, we're all from Earth. We're all from like the same general kind of. You know, we come from different backgrounds and things. But for any evil person that wants to say it's because of the place that he grew up or the things that happened to him, you can find people that grew up the same way, had the same things happen to them, and they turned out great. So there's something. There's something about free will, there's something about the human heart where some people choose that path for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, you know, I'm a Christian, which you know, and the Bible does say that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. So I do believe that people willingly choose this stuff, you know, even if it starts out small and subtle and it builds up over time, but they do willingly get into this stuff, so they are to blame, they are responsible for their actions, but it's a depravity that's so deep I can't personally identify with it. And you know, a lot of times when I try to, like, I could understand things like greed, or you know, there are some sins where they're not right, they're, you know, they're still wrong, but you know, pride, everybody has a sense of pride. Everybody has some kind of issue with pride. Some are better than others. I, of course, am the best at dealing with that, but that was a joke. But
we're having a guest on who wrote a book about psychology and possession. Yeah. And what he's going to say is that the demons don't attack people and possess them, that basically people choose their own demons.
Right. Yeah, and I fully believe that. I actually had a really good interview with somebody as well, and we were talking about that same thing. And because I think it's too easy to say that, well, they're just demon-possessed, you know, as if the demons or the devil can force somebody into this stuff. You know, I believe that we all have free will, and I love how you just said that. People do choose their own demons. So if somebody is using their free will, they're rebelling against God, they're getting involved in these sins, demons absolutely at that point are free, because that's like opening the door to them. Demons are free to come in and agitate that sin and make it worse and worse and worse. Just like for a Christian, God, you know, if you are willingly obedient to God, he can make you more obedient, he can help you in that way. You know, it's like a perversion of what our relationship with God is supposed to be. It's a perversion of that. So on the other end, Satan, if we choose to be disobedient to God and we choose to, you know, get into drugs or get into drinking or get into, you know, sexual perversion or any sin like that, or even pride that I mentioned before, if we indulge in that and decide to do that, then Satan and his minions, demons, can come and agitate that, and in a sense, you know, we are then having a relationship with Satan, and Satan will help us in that pursuit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and these, I believe that these pedophilic elites know this, and they, you know, the real spiritual ones, you know, the ones that really know that they are selling their soul to the devil, you know, so to speak, but they actually know that they're serving a spiritual entity. They know that. I believe that they have knowingly made this decision, and they know that the more they indulge in this perversion, the more satanic, you know, benefit. It's not really a benefit, but they think it is. The more satanic benefit they get out of it, because they have a relationship with Satan and with demons now. So it's all about which team are we going to play on, and that's why for me it's so hard to. I can understand certain sins. Like, I can understand somebody falling into pride. Not that it's excusable. They still shouldn't do that. But I've had pride issues, especially when I was younger, and I relate to that. I get that. But this is something that's so dark. It's so unnatural. It's so perverse. I can't understand it myself. This movie was the most difficult project I've ever been involved in. I'm glad that I did it, though. It was also one of the most rewarding and definitely the most important thing that I've ever been involved in because of the victims of this crime. Mm-hmm. But as far as trying to understand the psychology, I can't even get close to it. I don't understand it personally. But you're absolutely absolutely right. People do choose their own demons, and there are demons that are dedicated to that level of evil.
So where we are culturally, we have Netflix, the number one video people out there, putting on this show called Cuties, which is nothing more than grooming little girls to be sexualized, or well, they already are sexualized, but they're grooming them for who knows what, probably for pedophilia later, and then end up in this sex trafficking. But this is a national company doing this, which, by the way, our former president is involved with that company. So that's where we are culturally. But there's no backing down from Netflix. They're going to keep that up.
As long as we keep buying it, yeah. I when that whole thing happened, I canceled Netflix, as did many people, and I'm really thankful that people did, because that was like the first time where I really saw a large group of people here in America actually take this problem seriously. I don't know how many continued in their cancellation. Hopefully a lot of people have, or mm-hmm. if they bought it again a mm-hmm. month later. But as long as this stuff sells, or as long as we're still paying for our subscriptions and looking mm-hmm. the other way, they're still going to do it. And they would probably still do it anyway, but we could make it a lot harder by just not buying it. So mm-hmm. I have no plans to reinstate mm-hmm. my Netflix subscription. And it's not even, you know, until they take the movie down. It's not even that. I don't have any interest in Netflix anymore, because they've shown who they are. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to financially support something like that. Mm-hmm. But it shows where our culture is. You know, one thing that's come out, especially the past year, these people, these monsters have really shown their hands. They have really shown what they're all about. They're moving too fast, you know, because they used to be more subtle about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yes.
You know, they would push things. Yep. They would always push things, but it was always a lot more subtle. It's harder to do that now because of social media, and everybody's connected to the internet. Everybody is putting their innermost thoughts out there for everybody. And these types of people do that unapologetically. They do that shamelessly. So they actually don't think they're doing anything wrong. They think we're the ones that need to catch up with the times.
Right.
So they're more emboldened to put stuff out there like that. So I think we're probably going to see more of it unless we, you know, the rest of the country, which let's say it's half. I think that we actually are a silent majority. I don't think we should be silent anymore, but I think that there are more of us than there are of them. But let's say it's half. If half the country decided, I'm not going to buy that stuff, you know, I'm not going to support these kinds of companies, I am never buying Netflix again, I don't care if they decide tomorrow they're just going to only do Christian content. You know, that mm-hmm. that name, Netflix, is sullied.
Yeah.
That needs to be rebranded, and it needs to be totally retooled mm-hmm. before I'll ever yeah. have any interest again. If we start doing stuff like that, but then at the same time, we start going to other platforms who might not indulge in that kind of stuff, or if we, like, let's say we're renting movies on Amazon or something, if people get rent my movie Silent Cry on Amazon, and if enough people do stuff like that and that type of content, Amazon will start to see, okay, so this is what people are interested in. We want to make money, so let's push more of this. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, these companies, there is ideology in there, but really they serve money. That's mm-hmm. that's mainly what they serve.
Okay.
And it that's why it only takes, you know, 500 leftists on Twitter to take down an entire company like Nike and have mm-hmm. Nike totally rebrand themselves. It's mainly because Nike looks at that 500 on Twitter. They think that that is representative of a larger group. They think that that's like the nation. Mm-hmm. And they're so scared of losing money that they're going to totally redo their company.
Right. And a good example of that just happened recently, yeah. where the Girl Scouts sent out a tweet saying, congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett. You're a woman, and you're a mother, and you've reached the highest level. And then some pink haired screamers, got on the Girl Scouts, and they pulled their tweet back from a congratulations. That's all it was. It was not even political. They just congratulate. That's where we are on that. By the way, yep. for those of you just joining us, we do have on our video Skype, we have Josh Peck, and we're talking about his movie Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and you can pick that up on Amazon, and maybe go to his website. We have a link in his bio section. And by the way, those watching in the live chat and the YouTube stream, and on the YouTube chat and on the website chat, if you cancel Netflix, just put a yes in there. And if you didn't, just put a no in there. I like just a little quick thing, just a little for people to see what how the audience here did that. We canceled ours. I mean, I was, and at first I thought, okay, there's a couple Bigfoot shows that I really like on there. I said, nope, no, man, I'm giving that up. And then, so now we do watch Amazon so far, Amazon Prime. And what do you know, man? There's the best Bigfoot show ever called Finding Bigfoot. And there's a series, Josh, and we've been binge watching this show, and we haven't been lectured on it. We haven't heard any LGBTQ stuff. We haven't said that we're racist on there. Just looking for Bigfoot. You know, I feel great. That's all I want, man. And Ben in Australia. By the way, Ben in Australia, I know you're watching. There is Yetis in there in your country in Australia. All right, Josh, we got all kinds of questions coming in, so let's get to some of those.
Sure.
Let's get over here. Start at the top. Smoke C in the live chat. Most of these are from our live chat. What ultimately happens to these kids? Are they killed, or do they end up getting trained for some other purpose?
Oh, man, the statistics on this are horrifying, and great question. Thank you for that. So a lot of the kids, unfortunately, okay, so let's start with average age. So the average age of girls actively trafficked is 12 to 14 years, and boys is 15 years. That number is actually high. The numbers are skewed because the average life expectancy of a child who is trafficked is only 7 years. So that means that children who die, many of them die, they're not counted in the average age of active trafficking, meaning that the active age is going to appear older. So if the average life expectancy of a child trafficking victim is 7 years, that means only half survive past 7 years, while half of them are killed at ages younger than seven. So kids either die by violence from the trauma of the rape itself, or the drugs that they're given, suicide even, or they die alone on the street. So that's usually what happens with kids, unfortunately. They're used until they can't be used anymore, and then they're left alone. They either die in the company of one of these abusers, and then they're dumped on the street, or when you know, a trafficker, or when one of these abusers can see that, you know, the time is coming, they'll just dump them on the street. So the scary thing is, we only know about 1% of this crime that's actually ever reported. So there's 99% of this crime that's not ever actually, like, legally reported. Mm-hmm. So that's horrifying. So the numbers are really frightening, that it's gotten this bad. This is America. This is American statistics, not worldwide. It's much worse worldwide, but here in America, that's what the numbers are.
In your movie, do you have actual depictions, representations, videos, or pictures in general of abused kids?
No.
Okay.
No, we were creative with the B-roll. We didn't want to depict anything horrifying like that. So we wanted to make something where you can watch it with your kids, with your teenagers. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is 9 years old right now. She's 10 now, but at the time we were filming, she was 9. And I used her in the movie, so she does a couple of parts in B-roll and stuff. But she knows what the movie is about. We've talked about this to a level that, you know, a 10-year-old can understand, because you can tell your kids about this, and you should warn them about the dangers that are in the world. You just talk to their level of what they can understand. So with her, you know, we told her there are very bad people out there, and we're doing this movie to try to tell other people what these bad people are doing. So hopefully they can keep themselves safe. And so she had some questions, and we've talked about it. She generally gets the idea. But you can watch this with your kids, and there's not going to be, like, blood and gore and kids getting abused. And there's nothing like that in the movie.
We've got a screen grab from your trailer, and it's looks like it's some Gowdy men heading to some flames. Are you depicting child molesters, sex traffickers heading to hell? With that shot,
is it in the trailer?
Yeah, it's just black. It's a black silhouette of men going into flames.
Yeah, because the line was something about how we need to, like, make a new world, and when are we gonna start to see the smoldering ashes of what used to be our children, and use that as motivation to make a bigger world? So it's just artistic stuff. It's not meant to be taken too literally.
Well, I mean. There is the scripture that in the Bible where it says, and this is Jesus' concern with children, is that he would tie a millstone around somebody's neck.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he has no compunction about saying, child molesters, you harm a child. And you know, there's some bad things going to happen to you, and I imagine it's going to be pretty hot where those people go.
Somebody said, and it even gets worse than that, because Jesus in that scripture, and we talk about that in the movie too, that nobody's really getting away with anything here. Even if they manage to get past their court systems, they're not going to get past the heavenly courts. There is a judgment day coming, mm-hmm. and there is a lake of fire waiting for these people. But that scripture, Jesus actually says, anybody who causes one of these little ones to stumble, meaning that if you cause one of these little ones to sin, even, and that's even worse. Okay. It's bad enough to abuse a child, but if you even cause this child to fall into sin, if you're verbally abusive, or if you do anything, and certainly any kind of sexual abuse, that is just creating, what could potentially be a future monster. Now, I will say too, there are a lot of kids when they get the proper help. Like through Whispering Ponies Ranch, which 100% of the profits of this movie go to, when kids get the proper help, they become like superheroes. They're like rock stars. They can become some of the strongest, like most helpful people that you could ever meet, people who have been rescued from sex trafficking. But unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is these kids, they go through sex trafficking. If they survive it, they're in that world. It's the only world they know, so they either become an abuser themselves or they help facilitate it. They become a trafficker sometimes. It's really hard for them to break out of it. They don't even know that they want to break out of it at that point. And that's how this cycle. So Jesus says that if you cause one of these little ones to sin, it's even worse than so. I mean, that's like a more wide-reaching type of condemnation. So yeah. I absolutely agree with that, and we do talk about that in the movie, that there is severe judgment coming for these people if they don't repent.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminded me of the movie the first Taken with Liam Neeson. You know, that was about sex trafficking and. I can't stand to see children abused in any kind of movie. I don't, you know, they don't have to show us. I'm thinking, man, you're making this child, you know, they make the children go through, like maybe they're sexualized, you know, or maybe they're being abused or whatever. And these children are acting that. They say, okay, here's what we want you to do. I don't even want to see that. I don't think they should even get near that, but they do. All right, back to the questions for you, Josh Peck. Our moderator, Jade, could you speak about Hollywood types who enter into trafficking to keep up with their peers?
Yeah, definitely. So we talked about this with David Heavener in the film. He's like our Hollywood insider. He's been working in Hollywood for years. He's a Christian now, but he also he's an advocate and a counselor for SRA victims and people coming out of satanic ritual abuse or sex trafficking and that kind of stuff. He helps with victims of this. But in his time in Hollywood, he's seen a lot of things that he talks about in the movie, satanic things like channeling. But there's also been he talks about how the Atlanta airport is like a central hub for this kind of stuff. And so there is definitely, you know, with the Hollywood stuff, it's difficult to have that smoking gun proof. So in the movie, we are honest about, okay, we're dealing with eyewitness testimonies here. We don't have like a secret video or something. But there have been things that have come out even in the mainstream media, like with Bryan Singer and his rape of, of children. And, you know, of course, when the mainstream media reports on this stuff, they rarely ever call it rape. They'll call it like sexual abuse. Or sex with a minor. There's no such thing as sex with a minor. Sex is between two consenting adults. There's no such thing as an underage woman. That's a girl. You know, sex with a minor is rape of a child. But the mainstream media, they paint it with this kind of, you know, they kind of whitewash it. They want to sugarcoat it and make it sound like it's not as bad as it is, because they think the language is offensive. In reality, the act is offensive. You know, and not properly talking about what these victims are going through, that's offensive to the victims. I mean, it's like they're having to be victimized all over again. So the mainstream media, absolutely, they are protecting these Hollywood elites, even when they get caught. And one of the best examples of this was Jeffrey Epstein. Now, he wasn't like the Hollywood elite exactly, but he hung out with a lot of those guys. He was a financier. But still, I mean, it was the same kind of story. He was protected for years until they found, you know, the higher-ups, whoever murdered him, they found a situation where he was of better use to them dead. Because when he was killed, and nobody believes that was a suicide, when he was killed, all the media, all the attention was on Epstein. You know, mm-hmm. problem solved. Epstein's dead. All the attention was on that, and not on okay. Well, who were his handlers? Who is he hanging out with? Who's the shadowy elite that like the spotlight's off of them now? And so there is absolutely an elite. Jakub Bujans talks about, and again, he doesn't get into graphic detail on it, but he talks about how within the Hollywood elite, there's these sex parties that go on, and then we do deal with Epstein in the film as well. So absolutely, that kind of thing happens, and the mainstream media protects it even when they
get
caught.
You think that Madam Woman is going to end up not killing herself?
I can't believe she's still alive, honestly. I think part of it is not a lot of people are talking about her because of the election and COVID, and there was a brief thing with the laptop, which hopefully people will remember about that and get back to it after mm-hmm. the election chaos. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of the attention was taken off of her, so because of that, I think... If it were me and I was trying to cover something up or trying to do, it would be now when I would be trying to work something out with her, you mm-hmm. know? So I don't know if the government's working with her now, kind of behind closed doors. I don't know what's going on with that, but so far she hasn't been enough of a threat to warrant a murder visit.
I'll tell you what.
Because that could change.
You know, Donald Trump is the chief law enforcement officer in the United States, actually. I think he ought to make copies of that laptop from hell and just pass them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, hey, you know, we could end up with Hunter Biden doing porn videos in the Lincoln bedroom, smoking crack. Yeah. How's that for a visual? All right, let's get some more. By the way, when you are dealing with children and you start to see this stuff, Josh, I know it has to rend your heart, man. How do you come out of that? How do you hold on to reality or not breaking down when you know what's going on? You see statistics, you think, why?
Because what really helped me, and we actually put this in the movie too, I had a right when I was starting to do this project, I had a really good conversation with my friend Joe Horn. He's the chief operating officer at Skywatch TV, and we have him in the film. But he tells this story how he, for the longest time, did not want to deal with this issue at all because it's too gut-wrenching, it's too dark, it's you know, too horrifying. And he said that there was a time where God kind of tapped him on the shoulder and said, you know what, Joe, but your unwillingness to confront this issue, it's not helping the children. It's not helping the victims of this. It does nothing for them, and it's if anything, it's only ensuring that they're not getting help from you where you could be helping. And so that was like a big wake-up call to him, and mm-hmm. him telling me that was a wake-up call to me. So it's not about... When we remember that it's not about the abusers, it's about the abused, and when we remember that our focus needs to be on those who have been hurt and who need help, and it doesn't mean that we don't, you know, expose the darkness and you know, we don't ignore the perpetrators. I mean, there were some horrific things that came out throughout the course of this film, just the things that these people will do to children, and there is a level of disconnect that needs to happen there mm-hmm. from the abuse itself. Otherwise, I mean, it can just destroy your soul. But when it starts to feel like that, I just remember, okay, Whispering Ponies Ranch, it's for them. It's for kids being rescued from sex trafficking, and this needs to be done so that this problem can be solved in this country, and so we don't have this massive industry in our country anymore. So people need to know about this. We need to it's good to be uncomfortable with it, but we need to, in a sense, we need to get over it. We need to keep being uncomfortable because we don't want to get mm-hmm. normalized to this stuff.
Yeah.
But we need to get over that and remember that it's for the victims. It's not sensationalizing the abusers, and that's why in the film we don't sensationalize the abuse at all, because the last thing I want to do is invoke that feeling in more people, where that feeling isn't helpful. The mm-hmm. feeling that's really going to get people motivated is you know, when you hear Alanka Deaton's story and you hear how she was in sex trafficking and she was rescued from it. When you hear amazing stories like that and you think, wow, there is hope, there's actually hope for these kids, and we don't even have to do that much. That's the mm-hmm. amazing thing about this. This is one of the most easily solvable problems in the country. The only thing that's making it difficult is people don't want to confront it, and it would take everybody doing a little bit. everybody to it would take everybody working together to do this. But like we talked about at the top of the show, this has become politicized. So we have at least half of the country mm-hmm. that don't even want to talk about this issue because they say it's all conspiracy mm-hmm. theory. Yeah. And then we have the other half that will believe anything that you tell them. And so that's also not helpful. So where we're after in this movie, we're after the people who are kind of in the middle and think, okay, well, I'm not going to believe everything I'm told, but I know that this is a problem and I want to help. What can I do? So this is the movie for them.
The people that believe it's a conspiracy are also the one that says Donald Trump has thousands of kids in cages on the border.
Yeah.
Okay. Those were Obama cages. And there's somebody in my family who believes that Donald Trump is killing kids. I mean, I'm thinking, how do you come up with that? You know, so I don't want to talk. They don't have the right to talk about conspiracy theories, man. I mean, they need to be prayed for because they're completely gone. But listen, yeah. I'm going to do something a little hard for you.
Okay.
I got a whole long list of questions. So that means you're going to have to crunch your answers down so we can get through some of these.
All
ready?
Right. Will do.
Wait a minute. I think I've done this before. It's called the rapid fire.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. And I'm telling you, it's a huge list. All right, let's go here. Has the Harris part of the ticket come under any suspicion in child trafficking pedo investigations?
Nothing substantial yet.
Got a disclaimer there. All right. From Azure, will Hillary have immunity now that any prosecution issues coming with it, now on any prosecution issues coming forward?
If Biden gets in, yeah.
Now, this is a mistake they made in 2016. They were so prideful, as you mentioned earlier, and you actually maybe suggest that's a demon,
yeah.
that they would get in. They left all the laptops laying around, all the emails laying around. They had all the data. They were going to get in and wipe it out, but oops, they lost. They weren't supposed to. They didn't rig it like they did this one. They didn't rig it before like they did this one, and so they got caught. So, yeah. But I got a feeling next time they will be a little bit more careful. Is this whole thing so corrupt that everyone gets a pardon?
It really depends who's in power. So actually, a lot of times, unfortunately, yeah, they get away with it. But what we saw in the Trump presidency is we saw more prosecution of this kind of stuff. You didn't see it in news coverage, but you know, it happened. So if the election, I know it's like iffy right now, but if Trump gets another 4 years, I think we'll see more prosecutions.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is amazing as I look back over the last year. I kept seeing stories: 20 children rescued in Ohio, 40 children rescued in Colorado. I mean, somebody is out there doing the right thing, so there's some good news on that front. Australian yeah. Ben, previous guest, is the sexual abuse of innocent children a physical manifestation of the cremation of care ceremony?
I'm not sure what that is.
All right. Azur says, are there any reports of abducted kids going into the 20 and Out program?
I'm not familiar with 20 and Out.
I think they're referring to a previous guest who said there's... that's related to a secret space program. All right, Mexico Unexplained, another previous guest. Mr. Peck, could you tell us more about the Whispering Ponies Ranch? How can we donate?
Yeah, absolutely. So Whispering Ponies Ranch is a place for kids who have been rescued from sexual abuse and sex trafficking to go and get healing. So they do therapy through miniature horses, and they do that because these kids are coming from a place where they can't trust human beings anymore. I mean, they're so broken. Everybody in their lives has lied to them and abused them, and so they can't even trust people anymore. But animals, they haven't been hurt by animals. Animals are incredibly easy to trust. There's this kinship that I believe God has put in all of us towards animals, and they actually feel like this animal is something I can take care of. Even me, you know, broken me can take care of this animal. So they do this whole therapy program. It's really wonderful with these therapy horses, and so they get to go there to the camp, and they get a good dose of Jesus, they get some good wholesome fun, and they get a lot of healing. So that's why for this movie, all of the profits of this movie, 100% of the profits of Silent Cry go to Whispering Ponies Ranch. So one of the best ways you can donate is to just get the movie. But if you want to donate directly, the website is just whisperingponiesranch.com. You can also find links at skywatchtv.com and skywatchtv.com. www.abductedstore.com.
All right. Are there any young female abducted children being used for any other nefarious scientific breeding programs?
I couldn't tell you. Not sure about that one.
Okay. Are aliens harvesting any fetuses?
Totally different issue. Now, I will say, though, I did write a book called The Day the Earth Stands Still. If people are interested in the alien UFO stuff, I'm interested in that, too. There's really no kind of overlap between these two issues. Not really, not exactly. But I did write a book with Derek Gilbert called The Day the Earth Stands Still. If people want to check that out, they could probably find some answers in there.
All right. Peter from Australia. Josh, of the million or so children that go missing every year in the U.S., what percentage do you think are trafficked?
We have about 500,000 kids, and that's a low estimate. It's anywhere from 200,000 to 1.2 million. But we took a low estimate, and this number we got from Jaco Bouyans and his organization ShareTogetherNow.org, which is fantastic. There's some really good stats on there. But about 500,000 kids every day are being trafficked in America. Now, that doesn't mean every day a 500,000 kids are getting kidnapped. It just means of the child sex trafficking industry, it's 500 kids day to day that are being trafficked. Okay. So it's horrifying.
Now, on another show, on another topic, I may ask this question tongue in cheek, but I'm going to ask it with a little bit more straightforwardness here. Is there anything to the possibility, and this is kind of an alien question, that they are harvesting children for any reason?
On the alien side, I'd have to look more into that. When we wrote The Day the Earth Stands Still, we were mainly looking at the official disclosure movement and the occult origins of that, which that in itself was really interesting. Because at that time, that was when WikiLeaks was coming out with all the Podesta emails. And so I guess there is some overlap with Podesta, because we were looking into the Pizzagate stuff, but there were also these weird emails relating to like ETIs and alien entities and stuff like that. I didn't see anything in there specifically about a breeding program, if these things exist, it's possible.
Speaking of Podesta, did he ever have to explain those drawings of kids in shackles hanging on a wall?
Not to anybody yet, but we do deal with that we did a Fake News or Hidden Truths DVD, which is a brand new DVD that's only available with the purchase of the movie at SkywatchTVStore.com. And we did a whole, it's basically a second documentary with Stephen Bancar, one of the guests in the film, all about the most recent up-to-date Pizzagate research. And we do get into those weird paintings and what they were all about, and anything new that we can learn. So it's not just a rehash of old stuff. It's like, what can we know now, today, in 2020, 40 years later? How have things developed, and what things are more substantiated? What things are there still questions about? So we definitely deal with that in that DVD.
There's a show, I can't remember what it is, but it's a Stephen Bancar's in it, and the intro, whatever the intro was, she just nails it. And I can't remember the beginning of it, but she goes, "Here's a show with Stephen Bancar." She does it perfect. It's like, wow. Okay, that's aside. All right. Next question. What have you learned in the work about religion, which requires women to be changed to men and men changed to women?
That's more of a Derek Gilbert question. He did. He and Sharon Gilbert wrote, and I got to get their new book. But they just recently came out with a new book, and I think it was either in that one or the last one. This is actually an ancient religious idea, and I believe it was from the ancient goddess, god/goddess, depending what day it was, because it was one of these entities that went back and forth. If I remember right, it was Inanna. I might have the name wrong there, but there is an ancient practice of venerating this basically ancient god of between the genders, and where male is female is male. And that's why in the Bible, that's part of why it speaks out so much against that. Like, if you're a guy, then you're a guy. Don't try to be a girl. If you're a girl, then you're a girl. Don't try to be a guy. God loves both. God loves people. God loves his children and all that. But God made made you the way you are for a reason, so don't defile that by mm-hmm. trying to have your own ideas mm-hmm. about it. But yeah, there is actually an ancient religious veneration of a god that was that tried to convince or that you know told his her subjects her human being followers to switch genders and stuff. So the progressive left is really regressive in a lot of ways. They're going mm-hmm. back to these ancient occult practices.
Mm-hmm. Does cannibalism come into the picture in any way?
Yeah, David Heffner talked a little bit about that. So did Jaco Bunyans, about how these elites, because they're trying to get as evil as they can, you know, as far down the rabbit hole into that as they can. So Stephen Bancars, David Heffner, and Jaco Bunyans all talked about this. How they're some of them are practicing in these magical rites, originating from Aleister Crowley, but it goes even back further than that. About using the blood of innocent male children in ritualistic purposes, sometimes having to do with cannibalism. So, mm-hmm. unfortunately, yeah, it seems like that does happen.
There does seem to be a whole history of cannibalism and altar sacrifice of children way back.
Yeah.
And then in the first hour, Josh, I noticed you mentioned something about the evil. Man, we were talking about Netflix, but you were suggesting that they're more emboldened now to come out with these, you know, just flip off, you know, just it's conspiracy theory. You know, these kids can dress like that if they want to. You know, they can have sex if they want to. You know, these kinds, you know, discounting those things. But didn't it seem that around 2016? Like a curtain was, like there was a tectonic shift. It was what was going on in secret, probably for a long time, was just blared right open. And so those forces then, when their normal attempt to disguise what they're doing and incrementally go there, they just said full on, you know, and it went on to the Green New Deal, you know, no cars, no gas, no cows, you know. Sexualize children here, teach them at 2 years old what to do with sex toys. I mean, they just pulled. Did you see almost a defining moment when something was released on the land?
Yes, I think it was. I think the spiritual enemy. So I believe in a spiritual world that it's not that it dictates things that happen in our world, but a lot of things that happen here, there's a connection. And so I think it revolves around the presidency of Donald Trump, because we had 8 years of Obama, we had 8 years of things just being hidden, and everybody kind of got used to that. And then all of a sudden, we have a Republican that like we've never had before. I mean, a lot of people compare him to like Ronald Reagan, and that's probably the closest. But he's Donald Trump's in his own category. So I mean, he was just going out of his way to expose this stuff, and I think it was such a shock that the principalities in the spirit realm reacted to it mm-hmm. and basically freaked out. And I think that's when that curtain was lifted. It was like, okay, well, let's just like we're going to go all out with this because we don't know how much time we have. I don't know what the psychology behind it was, because I don't understand principality mm-hmm. psychology, but something happened where I believe at least in this country, it was a direct result. It was a reaction to the Trump presidency. And that's why we had 4 years of that. And I think that's why they're trying so hard to do every dirty trick they can think mm-hmm. of to get this election.
Yeah. I would say poked the demon.
Yeah.
The scourge of this country. But it's interesting, there was an interview with Donald Trump when the sarcastic skank that was asking him a question said, "Are you Q? Are you leading Q?" And he said, "Well, I haven't heard much about him, but I heard they're against sex trafficking children." He goes, "That can't be bad, can it?" She wouldn't answer the question. No, she yeah. didn't care about the kids. That was not even... No, I went over UQ. Do you believe in conspiracy theories? Like, she don't, okay? Because she believes that the Russians have helped Trump, you know, and Trump's a Russian asset. No, she don't believe in conspiracy theories. But, yeah, but he said, can't we agree on sex, you know, trafficking? You know, she wouldn't have it. But it was interesting that he made that statement, which tells you he knows. And yeah. and so, yeah, I think, you know, he was best chance that there is for this sex trafficking to be brought to the front and people to be arrested. But if there's somebody else in there, that concern, I don't believe, is going to be there. All right, let's get more questions. What can the average citizen do to put an end to this?
Yeah, there's the best thing that we can do is realize that, yes, we do vote every 4 years and you know, every 2 years for, like, local stuff and other things. We do vote, but that's not going to be the end-all solution. Like, voting is good. We need to do that. But the solution to this problem is not going to come from the top down. There's too much corruption. It's not going to happen. And most change in the country doesn't happen that way anyway. Politics usually follows culture. So what we want to do is change the culture. It's up to every single one of us in our own personal lives to find some way on how we can limit or just stop altogether our consumption of sexual perversion. So there are some things that people might not consider is actually hurting anybody. I found a study that said 68% of Christian men, and these are Christians, and these are only the ones that admitted it, have an active porn addiction. So what a lot of people don't realize about pornography is it's not just somebody's own secret sin. Pornography, there is a direct one-to-one connection between pornography for adults and child sex trafficking. And if people don't believe me on that, all you got to do is just Google that. Google the connection between those two and read all of the articles. That, by the way, reading those articles, that's the cure to that plus Jesus. But that's a cure to stopping your porn addiction. So we need to get rid of things like that. We need to realize that things like pornography, it's not just hurting you. It is hurting kids. There is no way that you can watch a single porn video and not be directly contributing to the sex trafficking of children. It's just these two are linked so tightly. There's just no way. And look, I understand a lot of people didn't know that, but now you do know that, so you don't have an excuse anymore. So once we start seeing things like that in the light of truth and not convincing ourselves that it's something else, we can start backing away from all this. If everybody just stopped watching porn, just that one thing, the child sex trade would take such a massive hit. I mean, it wouldn't be enough to totally demolish it, but it would be such a massive hit. I mean, it would be hard for them to recover. They would have to recover in other weird ways.
So are you saying that porn is the gateway to child sex trafficking?
It's one of them. It's definitely one of them. There's a lot of gateways. So, I mean, I would even say if there's movies that are sexually explicit but not considered pornography, but the movie is using sex to sell. So, like, when I was in high school, these teen comedies were really popular. And basically they were just pornography with a laugh track. You know, it was a comedy, but there was nudity all over the place. So those kinds of movies, you know, even if it's not technically pornography, anything that's using sex to sell, it doesn't even have to be movies. There's a lot of kids' toys even that are using sex to sell. Anything like that. If we stay away from that, and if there's no market for the only reason sex sells is because we're allowing it to sell, because sex sells. If we stop buying, if we just choose what we purchase wisely and we don't contribute to that stuff and we all work together to do that, the country will start to shift. We even saw that. This is a weird comparison, but people are eating healthier now. You can go and get turkey bacon at IHOP. I mean, how weird is that? The reason is because there was a demand for it. People were starting to eat healthier, and so restaurants started putting healthier menu options. Even fast food restaurants are doing that now. So where there's money to be made, where there's a market, where there's a need, that will get fulfilled. So all we have to do is starve the need, starve the market for all the sexual perversion stuff, and use our money towards other ways. So we can't be waiting for everybody else to do it. We all need to decide today is the day. I'm not going to be part of the problem anymore. I'm going to actively be part of the solution, and I am not spending another dime on anything sexual, anything. Because if we're being honest, true sex between a man and a woman, you know, a husband and a wife, it doesn't cost anything. You know, there's nothing to spend money on. So do that, and then just keep money out of sex completely. Sure. If we all decide to do that, that'll make a big change.
So you're saying guys can have sex with their wife and save money at the same time.
Exactly. Win-win.
By the way, in diets, have you ever heard of the keto diet?
Yeah. I was on it for a little while, and it worked really well, and then COVID happened, and quarantine food happened.
I heard that you can eat all the bacon you want. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. As long as you're not trying to be kosher. I was kosher when I was doing it. I kept kosher, so I stayed away from the bacon. But I was eating a lot of steaks and a lot of ground beef and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like Wendy's actually has really good ground beef patties mm-hmm. where there's not a lot of garbage in there. Mm-hmm. So even and they're reasonably priced. So you can go on keto for a while and even just eat just the patties. But you can go to Wendy's and order hamburger patties.
Wait. In this diet, I get bacon and I can go to Wendy's.
Yeah,
I love it. I'll tell the wife about that, man. I gotta get on that.
It's a miracle.
I gotta lose a few pounds. Old cowboy getting a little round down there. All right, back to questions. Why is child abduction proliferation so important to these evil entities of power?
I think a lot of it because there is a spiritual component to this. I think the ones that are atheists or the ones that don't believe in anything spiritual and they're just doing it for sexual perversion, whether they realize it or not, they are reacting to a spiritual compulsion. And the ones who are spiritual know what this is all about. So there is something that the dark side, that the spiritual evil entities, there's something that they crave about innocent blood. It's a direct perversion of Jesus' blood on the cross, who died for us. He sacrificed himself for us and his blood cleanses us. Well, there is no salvation for fallen angels, for demons, for any of that. So there's a perversion of innocent blood, and the most innocent blood you can find is in babies, which is why we have the abortion industry so rampant in this country, and that's another issue, but it is connected. But you also have the abduction and proliferation of children for those purposes as well. And if they don't get the blood, they'll get the innocence some other way, such as through sexual perversion. So for these spiritual entities, it's all about destroying that innocence. They get something out of it, and then the human beings that are doing it, whether they know it or not, they are acting to the will and whim of these entities.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is the Haitian adoption abduction situation under Hillary's watch being reinvestigated?
I hope so, because there was definitely something fishy going on there. I can't tell you who, but I have a personal friend. I actually haven't talked to him in a few years, but I have a friend who's very well off, and he went down and helped in Haiti when all that happened, and he said that he had to because the Clinton Foundation wasn't doing anything, so he had to go down and help because nobody else was helping. So it's not like a blockbuster story or anything, but if he says it, I trust him because mm-hmm. he's never lied to me before, and he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And he's a Christian too. But yeah, so I hope investigation goes on to find out what's really going on with all that.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of spirituality, I think I've learned over untold amount of interviews that when something evil comes out that's or is going to happen, that somehow there's an edict or a rule or something where they have to announce it. For instance, 9/11. That was announced, I don't know how many ways before that ever happened. On The Simpsons, on the cover of a music CD, it shows a guy with remote controls blowing up Twin Towers. A friend of mine actually had a dream about it the day of, before that happened. But it seems that there's something about, something has to be announced to make it legal, that humans, for whatever reason, in the spiritual realm. And then I was thinking, well, that came to light just recently when, for me anyway, thinking about that, when Joe Biden supposedly made a slip of the tongue when he said, we are running the biggest fraud operation in history since Obama. You can't make a sentence like that without directly forming those words. That fraud didn't come out of nowhere. I think he actually was part of this evil thing that require in the spiritual realm that requires that you announce what you're going to do to the humans. And I don't know whether it's because we're supposed to have a moment to agree to it, or we can disagree to it, or what. I don't know what that is. But have you ever seen or heard anything about? That has to, something on evil realm has to be announced first.
I that's something I have to look more into, because I actually had another good friend that called me and asked the same thing, because she was hearing some weird kind of stuff, and she was wondering if it could be that, if it could be that the enemy has to announce what they're doing before they do it. And I don't know of a biblical principle that exactly says that. There's a couple of Bible passages that people can kind of string together. So that's something that I have to look more into, because I honestly don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So how about this one? You mentioned it earlier. Will Pizzagate be brought back? Now, that was just a conspiracy theory, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, and see, this is what happens. Some of it was. Some of it was completely sensational, no truth to it. And that's unfortunately what happens quite a bit, is you'll have something real, but then people will make things up and sensationalize it, either because they want clicks on YouTube or mm-hmm. just as disinformation to discredit the whole thing. So mm-hmm. with Pizzagate, what we did in that other documentary that's available with Silent Cry at SkywatchTVStore.com, we went through the whole Pizzagate thing to show what we know is true, like what we can actually have evidence for, and then what things were kind of sensational. So because there's more information that has come to light in the past 4 years, I don't think it ever really went away. I think people lost interest, either because you can only take sensationalism so far. Mm-hmm. So the people who were sensationalizing, they got bored with it and they moved on to something else, and that's just kind of their MO. The serious researchers stuck with it and it never went away, and they're still learning more about it today, so it is ongoing, which is great. And then the vast majority of other people just said, well, because of the sensational stuff, this whole thing is conspiracy theory and none of it's true, so we'll just forget about the whole thing. But yeah, there is still ongoing research, and I hope that someday, you know, a smoking gun can be found where some people can actually get prosecuted. But I mean, it's so hard to find, because not only does everything get covered up, but we live in this system where these people get protected. I mean, mm-hmm. we're seeing that right now with the Bidens. So these people get protected. So if we get another 4 years with Trump, then, you know, hopefully some more of this stuff will come to light.
California, as I like to say, it's full of Californicators. But they just recently passed some law that says if a man has sex with a boy, as long as the boy agrees to it, it's okay. I mean, you talk about legalization there. That's some pretty sick stuff. Are public schools preparing kids to just enter into sex trafficking?
Basically, a lot of them are, yeah. I can't say every single public school, because obviously I haven't looked at all of them. There might be a couple good ones there, but public schools are breeding grounds for traffickers, for groomers, and along with that, in the public school system, kids are being taught about sex from the government, being taught about sex at younger and younger ages. And they're not talking about, you know, consensual sex between a husband and a wife, and, you know, there's an appropriate way and an inappropriate way. They're not that. It's just, as long as there's consent, anything goes. Mm-hmm. And then even consent isn't defined too well. So yeah, public schools are breeding grounds for this kind of stuff. And I think as long as we keep allowing the public school system to teach our, that's another thing people can do. Get your kids out of public school, start homeschooling, you know, develop an exit plan now, at least a private school. Find some way to afford it. Find something you can do. It's going to be hard. You know, we had to do it, and it's hard. It's mm-hmm. not easy, but it's worth it to get your children out of this mess. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too. If enough people do that, the public school system will cave. Mm-hmm. All these people in power, they're all spineless. If they start losing their power and people just end up going mm-hmm. somewhere else, they mm-hmm. will cave. So mm-hmm. we actually have a lot more power than they do. That's mm-hmm. how America was set up. That's how mm-hmm. it should be.
It reminds me of a movie. I think it was called Merlin, but there was a witch in there, and her power began to dissolve when people turned their backs on her. She only had power when they were watching her and kind of believing in her, but when they turned their backs on her, they just disappeared. It kind of sounds what you're saying, the higher ups believe. But let me ask you something about the Boy Scouts. A couple of years ago, you know, they went crazy and started saying, oh, you can have girls in there, and then you can have gay scoutmasters. And then the people revolted. They started pulling their kids out. The funding went way down. Then it turned out that there's child molesters in there. And then I don't know where it stands now. I know they went bankrupt. Do you think that was a judgment?
Yeah, I do. And we talked about that in the movie as well, because you see it in Boys and Girls Clubs of America, like all over the country. And specifically with the Boys, the Boy Scouts, we even include news clips when that whole thing went down. I absolutely think that that was a judgment. So that's the good thing about this, is God is in control. And God is so awesome. He wants to work with us. Like, he wants us a part, to be part of the team. So we can't just choose to do nothing. So we actually have to do something. But God is still in control, and he will work with us if we want him to. You know, we don't want to be on the wrong side of that, because we don't want to be receiving the judgment. So yeah, I do believe that that was a judgment, and I pray to God, as all of us should, that we'll see more in the future.
Now, lesbians are people. You know, they have the possibility of being saved, coming to Christ. You know, they have a soul. Yeah. I would imagine. So I'm framing that to say this. Is the Girl Scouts just trying to manufacture lesbians?
I'm not sure. I don't know what their ultimate agenda is. I think really what it is, it's the caving thing. I think they got a few hundred Twitter mob, you know, leftists, crazy leftists, and they, like every other corporation and like government powers, they thought that group of people on Twitter was representative of the whole country. So they started changing things, and they started, and same with the Boy Scouts, they did the same thing. But Twitter isn't like reality. Like 500, an angry mob of 500 Twitter users, that's not representative of the country. So what happens, that's why this whole, you know, get woke, go broke thing started, because it's true. That's what happens time and time again, because people, I got to look into this to see if this is true, but I read a statistic that said only 2% of the population is even on Twitter. I don't know if that's true, but if that's true, that would be really telling. Mm-hmm. But either way, even if it's not, these companies or things like the Girl Scouts, they cave by the Twitter mob. So it's like, well, we need to not be the silent majority anymore. We just need to be the majority, and we need to make our voices heard too. We don't need to be screeching and you know, screaming at the sky the way these lunatics do, but we need to, you know, be mature, be adults, but still stand up for truth and make sure our voices are heard.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the best way for our voices to be heard? Should we run for school board to kind of keep a check on that? Is that what type of thing you're talking about?
Yes, get involved in local government, get involved in your school boards, you know, hold your community accountable. The best thing to do, you know, it starts in the home, so, you know, make sure you got your home together, but absolutely hold your community accountable, get other people around you, get your neighbors involved. It doesn't mean be the shrieking banshee on the corner that screams at everybody, and, you know, you want friends, you need friends too. You need the community to work with you. So be reasonable, but you know, be a team player, but hold your community available, and then that can spread across counties, states, and across the whole country. So, yeah, we need to get involved. We need to do more than just speak up. We need to actually take action and get involved in those ways.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the good things about it, well, from the national standpoint, you know, we've seen all the ballots change overnight. You know, that I'm sure everyone in America has seen that, where the votes, you know, like, for instance, Pennsylvania, Trump was ahead 700,000, and overnight 710,000 went just come out of nowhere to Biden. But that being the case, though, the down ballots didn't change, and the Republicans have picked up House seats, which indicates that the software designed to steal the election was programmed for the top two, for the president. That was all it was programmed for. That's what it tells me. Yes. But that being the case, then it seems that the power still is kind of at the local level, as I said earlier. So people need to get more involved with their local representatives and hold them accountable to implement laws to stop child sex trafficking of any kind, and the sexualization of children.
Absolutely.
So we can defeat that here more at a local level, while the national level, obviously, they've got their laptops from hell, you know, having a good, you know, you had the Wiener laptop, you had, you know, Biden's laptop. I mean, it seemed like Hillary's got a laptop, I'm sure. She smashed it, though. Who knows what was on that thing? I'm sure the Chinese have a copy of it, how they keep her in check anyway. But so there are some things that we can do. But I wonder why that doesn't really come up in a question of when there's a debate. You know, what are you going to do to stop sex trafficking, particularly? What are you going to do to protect the kids?
Yeah, exactly. And it's because they want their candidate in power. They want the Democrats in power because the media knows that the Democrats are basically going to let them do whatever they want. Whereas if you have Trump, Trump's going to hold them accountable, and the media doesn't like that. So that's why they don't give them any hard questions. They want to shine as good of a light as possible on the Democrats and as bad of a light mm-hmm. as possible on mm-hmm. The Republicans. And mm-hmm. it's been like that for a while, and I think that's only going to get worse, unfortunately, mm-hmm. Unless something changes. I don't know what, but you know, there's this whole idea of the fourth turning and everything that mm-hmm. that some people talk about, and I think that we're in that. So I don't mm-hmm. know if the America of tomorrow looks anything like, you know, the America of yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you watch the Ranting Points I did just before you came on?
No, I didn't. Okay. I was getting the kids taken care of.
Well, I know you. Man, you got a household. I understand. Well, the reason I say that because I had a clip in there that somebody was filming CNN. And they were talking about the electoral map, and he had who's that guy? Who's that stupid guy with the beard and glasses? What's that guy's name?
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf. Okay, yeah. I think he's a banshee man or some kind of werewolf or some kind of thing. But anyway, so he's on one side, and then the camera pans to the other guy who is you have these touchers that touch states.
Yeah.
When they panned to him at the top, it said Pornhub, and he flicks it away because you know when you touch it, it flicks away. And it had Pornhub, which means somebody in the control room had Pornhub in there, and the link went right on top of the election report.
Yeah, I gotta look closely at that because when it first switches over, the jostling of the link looks different than the jostling of the camera. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because it was an animated link, so maybe it was designed to do that, or if somebody put that in post and just didn't have a good stabilization in their software. Mm-hmm. So I'm a film editor, and so like mm-hmm. For years I've had to pick out little things yeah. like that just to make sure that the episodes that we do at Skywatch get to the networks, and they all look right and everything's mm-hmm. good. And so like little things like that, for me, I kind of pick up on, and that was one of the first things mm-hmm. I saw, that mm-hmm. the jostling of the link looked a little different. So mm-hmm. It could be that somebody put that I don't know.
See, you've been the professional, and you have an image to maintain. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that one's real, but it goes in that list of like if it is real, that really uh-huh. wouldn't surprise me.
See,
but then again, if I saw it on Fox, I wouldn't be surprised yeah. either. I think there's just depraved human beings that, and yeah. there are a lot of porn addicts, unfortunately.
Well, see, it's part of my persona to put something like that up, and it reminds me. And people expect that when they come to the show, you know, that it's not going to be your normal show. You know that,
yeah.
But
why keep coming back?
Right, and I appreciate that, man. It's great. It's a real honor to have you on, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
But it reminds me, what I do is there's a Facebook meme that so explains it so well. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a cartoon. It's a little happy plane with a smiley face, and it's flying away. And what he did was he dropped a bomb on Facebook, and then he went to bed. You know, that's what I do. I drop the sticky bomb and walk away and just blow yep. things up. I like to blow things up, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun that way. All right. Australian Biz says, Josh, America's projected population will increase to 450 million by 2050. Do you have any thoughts on what this will do to the country?
I actually don't think there's going to be that much of an effect. I think just wherever the country is headed, we might see a little bit more of it. But I'm not really worried about like the population growth. It seems like our planet can handle a lot more than people say. I saw a statistic. Now this was years ago, so it might not be the truth anymore because this was back when the population was far fewer. But it was still around the same. But they said if you stand everybody shoulder to shoulder, you can fill like Jacksonville, Florida, and that's it. Everybody in the country shoulder to shoulder, and it just fills one city. So there's a mm-hmm. lot of room in the country. I think that population-wise, it'll mean more Democrats, it'll mean more Republicans, it'll mean more of every kind of person. But besides just there being more, I don't think there's going to be that big mm-hmm. of a change.
Do good people outnumber the evil people in this country?
Well, as from... from a secular standpoint, I would say, yeah, you know, there's more good people than bad people. We got this. We can do it. But, you know, I first and foremost as a Christian, I'm a Christian, and we're all evil. It's just we're all different levels of evil. And if we put our trust in Jesus, we can be, you know, cleansed and sanctified, and, you know, we can go on that path. So I suggest that everybody do that if they haven't already. But to one degree or another, we're all evil. We're all fallen. It's just some are way down further that path than any of us will be.
Well, how do you know if somebody is actually on that path?
You know, that's one of the hard things, because this is a conversation I've had to have with my kids. There have been times, not specifically with this issue, but with other issues, say drugs or something like that. There have been times where I've had friends that I've known for years, and I thought that we were close. I thought we were good friends. And it turns out they're, you know, 4 or 5 years into the friendship, turns out they're a total psychopath. Wow. And they have this whole secret life. And they're like a crazy drug addict or something. Like, that has happened to me so much. And I think it happens to a lot of people. I think it's just the time we're living in. But that's the hard thing. The good thing about it is evil will always eventually show its true face. Mm-hmm. So if you hang around somebody long enough, you'll sense something. And the more in tune you get with God, like the closer relationship you have with Jesus, the more you'll be able to sense that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because you start to sense sin in your own self, and you start getting convicted of that, and you get used to what that feels like. Yeah. So when you start seeing it in other people, you start to get uncomfortable with it, almost like an empathy kind of thing, you know, not some mystic new age thing, but it's like when somebody stubs their toe and you cringe because you know how much it hurts. Well, when somebody's in sin, you get to a point where you kind of cringe because you know, like, how that feels to be convicted of sin.
If you watch the show, I got in the background the picture of the happy plane flying away from the bomb he just dropped, you know, so you know what I'm talking about there. All right. Well, Josh, we're getting near the end of broadcast now. This is kind of the wide open part here. What do you want people to know? Any words of wisdom? Anything about your film, your life, what projects you got? Website? This is all yours here.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, well, the main thing, I'll just kind of reiterate what I mentioned before, is that the ultimate solution to this problem is going to be each and every one of us. And you are either part of the problem or part of the solution. There's no fence. The fence is an illusion. The enemy wants to make you think you're on a fence. The enemy wants you to believe that, well, all of this is just out there. I'm doing my own thing. I'm not involved with it. But whether we like it or not, if you're inactive, you are involved in it, because you're not standing in the way of it. You're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And I talk about it more in the film and really expound on that. But the ultimate thing is you can decide today, you know what, I'm not going to be part of the problem anymore, and I'm going to start making some changes. I'm going to, you know, call people in local government or maybe get involved yourself, or maybe even just not rent movies from platforms that have that sexually exploit children. And you'll know it too, because these film reviewers I heard Roger Ebert had a film review of Cuties, and he was saying how it was misunderstood. They were trying to just shed a light on the sexual exploitation of children and trying to show how bad it was. But you know what? I made a movie called Silent Cry, and I shed a light on the sex trafficking industry, on the sexual exploitation of children, and I did not have to, believe it or not, I did not have to sexually exploit one child to do it. Didn't happen at all. And so you see these like excuses, and you can see how it's like, now that doesn't make, you know, that doesn't make sense. Why would they have to sexually exploit a child in order to show how bad it was? Even Babylon Bee had a really funny article, you know, killing puppies to show how bad killing puppies is, you know, new movie on Netflix. So we can see how ridiculous this stuff is. So all we have to do is just decide, okay, I'm not gonna have any part in that, and follow our own conscience with it. God will convict you if you allow him to, if you want him to, if you're seeking after God, he'll tell you what he wants you to do. It might mean he wants you to abstain from Hollywood altogether. Just stop watching movies. And you might think, well, what am I going to do for entertainment? What is more important, your entertainment or the life of a child? Because it is really that black and white. This is one of the only issues that is actually black and white. I cannot find the gray area. So with that, now I'm not saying everybody's got to stop watching movies, but you know, God might convict you to do that. So if so, be obedient and do that. Maybe God convicts you to just not watch rated R movies, or, you know, whatever the case is, do it with God, but just make the decision today. I'm not going to spend another dollar on anything sexual. That one change, if we all do that, can make such a huge difference. So a good place to start, again, is you can go to the movie, watch the movie Silent Cry. You can find it on Amazon. If you do watch it on Amazon, please leave a review, because we're trying to convince Amazon to put it in their new release section, which there are far worse movies than mine with far worse reviews than mine that are in that section. But for some reason, Silent Cry isn't. I saw it in there for one day. One day it was in there. And then they took it out. I don't know why. I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody to find out what the problem was. But it has, we have over 70 reviews now, and 90-something percent, like the vast majority are five-star reviews. So
that.
Pretty much everybody likes the movie, which is good. I'm not saying that to boast. I'm just saying that this is a good, informative movie that will help you get started. And please share it with your friends, share it with your family. You can get it on Amazon, review it on Amazon and IMDb, but you can also get it at SkywatchTVStore.com. If you get it there, you get a vast array of extra bonus features and DVDs that are not available anywhere else that I specifically produced just for that package at SkywatchTVStore.com.
Now that is something, because Skywatch TV always gives you bonus stuff, man. You buy one thing, man, they're gonna send you a bunch of stuff, and that's great. I just love that. It's like Christmas every time you get something from Skywatch.
That's right.
But so, have you got any pushback from this movie?
The only pushback I got, and actually I'm glad that you asked, because I wanted to thank you for being one of the brave few that's willing to have me on and talk openly about this issue. The only pushback that I got is from some mainstream conservative hosts. Now, I do want to give props to Turning Point USA. They actually welcomed me with open arms. They put me on their website, so I'm now a member of TPUSA, yes. Which is it's great. They actively fight in this fight as well. They're having Alanka Deaton and Yaku Bullion's talk at college campuses. They're getting me involved now. So they're doing excellent. They're doing great, and I really appreciate them. But there are some other mainstream conservative hosts that have audiences in the millions, names that everybody would know if I mentioned them, and I'm not going to embarrass them, or I'm not going to mention them, but names that you absolutely would know that I'm friends with, and I've asked to come on their show, and I was actually told I will ruin my credibility if I have you on this show, because even though we don't mention, I'm agnostic about the Q thing. Most of my friends are involved, they like it, and I think fine. I don't really have a strong opinion, but we don't talk about it in the movie. But these hosts watched the movie and they got the sense that it was Q like propaganda or something. They didn't say that, but that's how they reacted to it, to the point where they said that they would ruin their credibility with their audiences if they had me on. And the question is, well, okay, for one thing, what was said in the movie that's not factual? Because there's nothing conspiratorial in it. It's all fact. We put documents in the movie. I actually put screen caps of government documents to show exactly what we're talking about. We cite all of our sources. You're gonna get in the movie, you're gonna get like 100 little websites in the bottom right hand corner every time like a claim is made or we put up an article. So we cite all of our sources. So what in there is not factual? It doesn't matter that it's factual. It matters the air that it gives off, the perception that it brings along with it, because it's generally seen as conspiracy theory and they don't want to ruin their credibility. Well, they ruined their credibility with me, in all honesty. I still love them, but I'm probably not going to go out of my way to try to get on their shows or have them on mine anymore, because that ruined credibility with me. Because if their credibility is more important than trying to get the word out about these children, and I know their shows, I'm not going to go on their shows and, talk about Epstein's Island and stuff like that. I'm going to talk about Christian values if they ask me about that. I'm going to talk about what families can do to get involved in the fight, how mothers and kids can protect themselves, the stuff that you would expect to hear on a mainstream conservative news channel. But they still would not have me on. So, and it's because of that they were worried about their own credibility. That is a big problem. I could say a lot more about that, but that's a big problem. So I want to thank you for being one of the brave few that you're willing to have me on. Everybody in our fringe Christian kind of circles, no pushback. Everybody's been just welcoming, and everybody's been doing everything they can to have me on. So Mm-hmm. The only pushback that I got, I've had zero pushback from anybody on the left. I'm basically just kind of ignored by them. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple of bad reviews that were based on things that weren't even in the movie. So besides that, the main pushback was from mainstream conservative hosts, which that surprised me.
That is weird. I mean, it goes back to the first hour when you said, and I think we agreed, how can you not... can't this be an issue where we all come together? Would there be any division there at all? We all right. be working together saying, I hate your politics. I'm going to tear your wall down. I'm going to build your wall up. But can we just be concerned about the children at least together? And what you're just saying is the people that should be on the right side are worried about their image more than the children, which... speaks kind of a disingenuous to me. It seems
it is.
Something's off there. It's like they're concerned with maybe making money or losing money in some respects. So
yeah,
they're worried
about giving the left ammunition. And basically, what a lot of these shows have become is reaction to the left shows. Every time you watch one of these, I actually stopped watching them altogether because I just got sick of it. It's the same show over and over again. Mm-hmm. So these guys, they'll have like weekly or daily shows, and then every single thing they talk about, here's what the left did today. Here's the next dumb thing mm-hmm. the left did.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I get it, but do we want to be reactionists and nothing more? Or do we, because a lot of times these guys will go and talk at college campuses, which is great, but they keep getting the same question. What can we do? What advice would you give to young conservatives? What can we do to bring change? And a lot of times they have kind of general answers, but they don't have like a real answer. And because it's if you're going to be in conservatism, popular conservatism, you have to be reaction to the left show. That's basically what you have to be. And I lose interest in that. I don't want to just do that all the time because that's letting the left lead, and then we're just reacting to everything the left does. So I would rather it be the way that it was, where the right leads, conservatives lead, and then Democrats and left, they can react all they want and they can cry about it, whatever. But, people who actually want to take this country in a good direction, they can lead. But it's kind of flipped. So it's a weird time.
Mm. Do you know how many views it's gotten on Amazon?
Yeah, not recently. If it's
proprietary, don't mention it.
Oh no! It's not anything with that. I just haven't checked the stats recently, but it's got more than I expected. It's got quite a bit. I think everything altogether, Amazon plus the DVD plus review copies and things like that. If I guessed maybe 10,000. Oh, if I guessed.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Well, Josh, we're at the end of the broadcast. I tell you what, I know you're a praying man. Would you like to sort of say a general prayer over the country
sure.
and concerning the children?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Let's do it.
All right, people. Let's do it.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us all together today, and thank you for this time that we got to fellowship together and to really even talk about you, Lord. We always enjoy talking about you, even if it's around a dark topic like this, but we just pray for your protection over this country, over these children that are being abused. We pray that the truth gets out, Lord, and we know that it's in your will for the truth to be revealed. So we just ask that the truth gets revealed. People are brought to justice, and we pray that happens sooner rather than later, though we know at your return you're bringing justice with you. So either way, justice is coming. We just ask that you help us remember that as well, that even when days seem the darkest, that you are still in control and we still have a relationship with you, and you still love us and care about us, Lord. We just thank you so much again for bringing us together, and for each and every person who's watching this and joining us in prayer right now. Please bless all of them in the ways that you would want them blessed, and we just thank you again, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Right, in Jesus' name. All right. Well done, Josh, and lots of bless yous coming out of the live chat, and they say, can you have him back on, and great guests, and so people love you, and I love you, Josh. So
love you too.
I pray blessings on you and your family, and can we have you get back on again sometime?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on the show. This show will be up on YouTube probably after it's transcoded in about an hour or less.
All right, sounds good. I'll share it around. Thank you so much again for having me on.
You bet. All right, good evening. All right.